Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Exits Closed. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Scott Ritter. And Scott is going to talk about the possible run of Donald Trump for the presidency again. So, Scott, do you know, I watch TV, and a lot of this stuff on TV, they talk about it all the time. Do you think this is a scare tactic to get Democrats to wake up to the possibility of another Trump presidency? What's your view?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. Remember that we haven't even had a midterm election yet for the Biden administration. That's still a year out. And then at that point in time, you know, there will be a focus on 2024 and what's going forward. Donald Trump left office in a very weakened state. His credibility was shattered. You know, his cause was controversial, and both the Democrats and the Republicans simply just ignored him, he would have withered away into nothing, have no relevance, nothing. I think that the Republicans might have been able to, recover in time to be competitive in 2024. The problem isn't, though, 2024, it's 2022. The Republicans made a decision that there was enough of a base of support for Donald Trump that they couldn't risk alienating this base by rejecting Trump and therefore guaranteeing that the Democrats held on to both the House and the Senate in 2022. The Republicans want to control Congress. And the only way you can control Congress is to secure the loyalty of the Trump base. And you can only do that by continuing to position Donald Trump as your leader. Maybe not the leader, but a leader. But the thing about even giving Donald Trump some leadership status is he's never going to be satisfied with being number two or number three. He can only be number one. And he demands that of anybody who seeks, to be cloaked in his mantle. And so the Republicans have basically, knelt the knee before Donald Trump. And that's elevated his status amongst the Republican Party. And now this creates fear amongst the Democrats. Again, the Democrats have made a Trump presidential candidacy a self-fulfilling prophecy by doing nothing but talking about Donald Trump. I'll give you an example. This whole January 6th commission has been formed in a way where the Democrats say we need to know the truth. They don't seem to understand that all they're doing is empowering the Trump base. The Trump base is never going to respect anything that comes out of the January 6th commission, and they're only going to use the existence of this commission to reinforce their own beliefs that the Democrats aren't seeking the truth, the Democrats are seeking partisan advantage. And so this will further empower the Republican base, which further strengthens a Trump bid for the presidency in 2024. So, again, we have a lot of time between now and then. A lot can happen. But if things continue the way they are and Donald Trump continues to have good health, there's nothing that can stop him from being the Republican nominee. And if the Democrats continue to commit political suicide by failing to get anything done, in terms of, sound legislation, and instead spend their whole time focused on Donald Trump and thereby empowering Donald Trump, they're not going to have somebody capable of beating him. And they're going to make a Trump presidency all but inevitable.
I want to go back to, I believe it was 2014, when Donald Trump was talking about running for governor in the state of New York. And, he got a little bit of press at that time. But my feeling was, if you ignore him, he's just going to go away. So now with the media, the mainstream media, they keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up. Do you think that the sole purpose to increase their ratings?
Absolutely. The media is not interested in informing the American public. I mean, everybody needs to understand that. The media exists to make money. It's a business. There used to be a time when the large networks viewed their news business as a money, as a money pit. They knew that they would invest money into getting quality anchors, quality reporters. They would cover the world, and people. You know, the idea was to get people to tune in to their news reports, not because they wanted to make money, but because they wanted to enhance their stature as an organization. I mean, it meant something to be Ron, or Walter Cronkite. You know, that meant something. It meant something to be, Sam Donaldson. It meant something to be Dan Rather. These were names that mattered, and they were attached to organizations that had great credibility. Today, CNN has no credibility. Fox News has no credibility. MSNBC has no credibility. Nobody has any credibility. What they do have is an entertainment value. They're generators of controversy, not generators of insight. And so when they attract a followership, it's because people want to be entertained, not informed. And Donald Trump, whatever you think of him, is good entertainment. I mean, the man grabs headlines. The man is controversial. He gives the media, nonstop reasons to talk about him, and the media takes the bait. I mean, a lot of people said when he ran for presidency in 2016, he got billions of dollars of free press. That's absolutely true. Hillary Clinton had to, spend, millions of dollars to get the press that Donald Trump got for free, simply because the media loved covering him, because he was controversial, and they'd get their best ratings ever.
Okay, so we just talked about the press. Let's talk about the Democrats in Congress. They can't be all that, I want to use the word dumb. They know what's going on. Why are they doing this? Why are they giving Trump exactly what he wants?
Well, the Democrats recognize the fragility of their hold on the House and the Senate. And so there's many Democrats, especially in the progressive wing, that want to take advantage of what they see as an opportunity to pass legislation that meets their political, way of thinking. And so they're pushing this, and what that does, though, is they're not willing to compromise, and there's a moderate wing that's not willing to spend that much money, and so nothing's getting accomplished. And so right off the bat, the Democrats, in trying to do the right thing, instead create this this atmosphere of incompetence. They haven't passed any meaningful legislation, and they're probably not going to, because they can't get along with themselves. And from this incompetence, you suddenly, again, make Donald Trump look good. That's not because he is good, not because he did good, but, when every day we turn on the TV and we see Democratic incompetence played out before us, and then we have him attacking Donald Trump, it creates a juxtaposition that puts Trump in a more positive light. Are the Democrats that stupid? Yes. The answer is yes, they are, because if they were smart, they'd actually sit back and make compromises so that they could be seen as having an effective legislative agenda. It may not be as sweeping as they wanted it to be, but it'll be something, something that maybe could be used to successfully defend Democrat control in the House and the Senate, and therefore be able to sustain a Democrat agenda to the 2024 election, and have a record of success, legislative success, that could be used to play itself off against Donald Trump and say, look, we're succeeding, we're winning, why do you want him back? That would be successful. It would also help if they didn't mention his name ever again. But instead, these guys commit suicide legislatively. They've got nothing going on. And they put all their effort into this January 6th commission, which is going to be a political bomb in their face. It's going to explode. It's going to create the very controversy that Donald Trump thrives in. You know, when I was raised, there was a saying, you never want to get in a wrestling match with a pig because you're both going to get filthy dirty and one of you is going to be happy and it ain't going to be you. The Democrats are getting in a wrestling match with a pig. Donald Trump loves this. He loves being covered in filth and mud. This is what makes him strong. It just makes the Democrats look bad, and frankly speaking, it makes them look stupid.
Makes who look stupid?
The Democratic representatives in the House and in the Senate.
But they've got to know better, right? Why are they doing this?
I can't answer that question because, I'd like to believe that if you are, clever enough to get elected into higher office, you've got a brain that works. And if you have a brain that works, you have to see the insanity of this position. I think a lot of Democrats, were part of the so-called resistance to Donald Trump that formed in 2015, 2016. And they view 2020 as a victory. And so they're basically, it's like a narcotic. They're high on victory. And they think that they're exploiting their victory by trying to drive the stake through the heart of the Donald Trump vampire. And so they're blind to everything else. I think they're so focused on finishing Donald Trump that they don't understand that, all they're doing is creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. When they say that they're afraid that Donald Trump could return, the mere fact that they're saying that makes it more likely that it will happen. And, an intelligent person wouldn't be doing this. These are people who are trapped by the narcotic of partisan politics.
So when the average American turns the TV on and hears all this stuff, why don't they say, hey, wait a second, this is not okay? Why do you think the American people have not spoken up?
Well, the American people are speaking up. They're just not getting covered by the media. There's a lot of, and this is the danger the Democrats have to understand, there's a lot of resentment out there right now amongst not only the people who voted for Donald Trump and, 76 million of them, that's a lot. Among the 81 million people that voted for Joe Biden, there's a lot of people who are bitter, who say this was a bad choice. We shouldn't have done this. And they're starting to peel away. And the other thing is, these people aren't necessarily watching TV. The ratings for most of these television programs have gone down. So is their viewership, because most Americans are disgusted with what they're seeing. They're turning off the TV and they're turning to social media and to form their own opinions. And most of these opinions are very negative to American politics in general, but also establishment politics in particular. And remember, Donald Trump is not an establishment politician. And so all of this will only play to Donald Trump's strength should he make a run for presidency in 2024.
Now, he became the front runner in 2016, and he won. And he was not an establishment candidate. And from my observation about politics, establishment candidates are kind of pushed aside. What do you think Donald Trump was not pushed aside?
Well, first of all, establishment candidates are playing the game. They recognize it as a game, and there's rules in the game. And you are expected to play by the rules. Establishment politicians understand that there can only be one winner in a primary, in that sometimes you're playing the game not to win this primary, but to position yourself for the next primary. In order to do that, you have to be seen as a team player. Donald Trump doesn't play by those rules. Donald Trump doesn't care about the next primary. He only cares about this primary, and he's going to put it all on the line for, you know, in every appearance. And it's entertaining. Again, the Republicans could have done very well by just ignoring him collectively. Every time Donald Trump spoke, they could look down at their papers, they could look away, and they could never respond to anything he said and never respond to a question about Donald Trump. Just pretend he doesn't exist, and he wouldn't have survived two rounds because that's not entertaining. The media would have dropped him quickly. His approval ratings would have plummeted. But instead, they all felt that they had to out Donald Trump, Donald Trump, you know, talk about hand size and talk about other things that, you know, no respectable politician would ever speak about, but they did, and they just made themselves look stupid, and they made Donald Trump look more important than he is. You know, Donald Trump never had, you know, more than 33% of the support during these primaries, but that was more than the rest of than most of them combined. You know, they and that's what's going to happen going forward. You know, right now the media is saying, you know, Donald Trump is enjoying, you know, only, you know, 38%, 40% of the of Republicans want him to run for president again. Well, that's enough to win a primary. there's no other Republican that can generate that kind of numbers. And if Donald Trump goes through a primary process where he destroys the Republican candidates again, his numbers will only go up. And, you know, he doesn't need to have, you know, 60% of Americans think that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He only needs to have 47% of Americans think that he should be president again. That's enough to beat any Democratic candidate.
So Joe Biden right now is not, you know, winning the hearts and minds of a lot of the Democrats who pulled the lever for him. So if that's the case, and what we're talking about right now, you're telling me and you're telling everybody that's listening, and maybe I'm wrong, that another Trump presidency is inevitable. What do you think?
If things continue down the path that they're continuing now, with, you know, demonstrable Democrat incompetence and the inability of the or the unwillingness of the Republican Party to put up a meaningful competitor to Donald Trump, a Trump candidacy is inevitable. And then you'd have to ask yourself, well, who can beat Donald Trump? Well, it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's not going to be Kamala Harris. It's not going to be Chuck Schumer. It's not going to be Nancy Pelosi. Who do the Democrats have that they're trying to groom to be this leader, this challenger? And what is the platform going to be? A platform of 8 years of Biden incompetency? A platform of repeated legislative failure? A platform of American embarrassment abroad? You know, Afghanistan is a huge stain on Joe Biden, and he doesn't have any policy in line that's designed that appears to be capable of coming above that. So we're just looking at a presidency in decline. I mean, he could hit, all-time lows very soon. It's down to 38%. You know, he could conceivably get into the 20s by the 2022 election, which means the Democrats have no hope of holding the House and holding the Senate. And then you have 4 years of gridlock where – you know, it was Democratic incompetence that created the gridlock, and that's an environment that's impossible for the Democrats to groom a leader. So, you know, it's not that Donald Trump's the best qualified person in the world. He's not, far from it. But the Republicans don't have anybody so far that's willing to go on stage and beat him to death. And I don't mean physically. I mean, you know, just get up there and engage in all-out warfare with Donald Trump to destroy him on the stage, because that's what has to happen. You have to destroy Donald Trump. You have to make him look like the blathering idiot he is. You can give him no credibility. You attack him incessantly. You call him stupid. You call him fat. You call him ugly. You call him ignorant. and you say this in front of the American people, and then you turn around and show them how you're smart, how you're fit, how you're intelligent, and how you're a much better choice than this imbecile, and maybe you'll be able to get enough people to support you. But then, the Republicans don't have anybody who can do that, so Trump's going to emerge as the victor. And who are the Democrats going to put up against him? Joe Biden won this only because of his resume, because of Barack Obama. He's gone. That was a one-time shot they get to play. There's no one else in the Democratic stable that could stand up against Donald Trump. It's over. I mean, that's just the reality. The Democrats – go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. We just – or a lot of the people in New York State threw Andrew Cuomo out, on his behind. And he's not viable anymore. Do you think that if he stayed in, won a fourth term, it could have been a Subway Series, meaning both of them are for Queens. Do you think that Andrew Cuomo would be the most viable Democratic candidate to take on Donald Trump?
Cuomo could have been. I mean, there was a period of time where he wrote a best-selling book that positioned him as one of the great, political thinkers in America. He had national recognition. CNN loved him. They played him every day. Those days are gone. Cuomo was not Trump. Cuomo's in hiding right now. When Trump had his infamous video came out, Trump didn't go into hiding. Trump was out there every day talking about it. He was gleeful about it. He reveled in it. He said, show it some more. Let's talk about it some more, because it just strengthened him. Cuomo's not that way. I mean, Cuomo, either has to come out and be very apologetic, which makes him look weak, and Donald Trump will call him weak, or Cuomo will have to come out and belittle everybody, which will throw off the Democrat, potential Democrat support. I don't think in the Democratic Party there's a Trump-like base of people willing to set aside all moral values to support a amoral candidate, which Andrew Cuomo would have to become if he wanted to resurrect himself. But people would have to, excuse the behavior that got him thrown out of the governorship. So Cuomo isn't Trump. Cuomo can't survive in that environment. Cuomo is not a viable candidate against Donald Trump.
Then from your perspective, even though the midterms have not occurred yet, from your perspective, who do you see Democrats having in the bullpen ready to go for 2024?
I mean, first of all, there'll be some of the people that ran before. You could see Buttigieg make a run at it. His getting a cabinet level position was a move on the part of the Democratic Party to give him national exposure, national leadership exposure. We could see Elizabeth Warren make another run for it. There's any number of senators. All senators love to have their, have a run at the presidency on their resume at one time or another. There's some governors that might come up, but none of them have national recognition. I mean, the best chance that Democrats will have is to get a meaningful legislative victory that either somebody in the House or somebody in the Senate can hang their hat on and say, this is because of me. I did this. I made this happen. I'm the leader. But they don't have that going on right now. So, I don't know who they're going to get. I don't think any of the names who ran in the past, have credibility with the Democratic base. There will probably be somebody that emerges after 2022. I think you're going to be seeing, somebody that catches the eye of Democratic leadership, like Barack Obama did. He came out of nowhere, and I think you're going to see that kind of candidate emerge. That candidate hasn't emerged yet, but I think the Democratic nominee for 2024 is going to have to be somebody who isn't going to be tainted with the Biden presidency.
So early on, Biden has said he was going to run for a second term. Do you think that will not happen?
Look, I'm not a doctor. All I know is that every time I watch Joe Biden speak on TV, his cognitive capabilities are diminished. I don't see this man running for office again in 2024. I don't see him surviving, politically, his full term of office if he is reelected. He may not even make it to midterm. This is a man who is in cognitive decline. It's very sad to see. But he is not in control of his faculties 24/7. There are periods of time where he's in a moment of clarity or because it's induced clarity. We don't know what kind of drugs this man's being given, if he's been given drugs at all. We know, but people say, how dare you say, we know John F. Kennedy received boosters. So that he could speak. I mean, it's not unheard of for presidents to receive, medicinal supplements. And this is a man who has shown in public, a mental and physical decline, and it's rapid. And anybody who's dealt with the elderly, and Biden is elderly, 78 years old. This is the time when Alzheimer's kicks in, when dementia kicks in, when your body ceases to function the way it used to. And this is happening before our very eyes. And we see it. Anybody who with any integrity who's watching Joe Biden perform sees it, knows it, understands it. But the Democrats are ignoring it. No, Joe Biden will not be a candidate in 2024. I doubt he'll be president in 2024 because this is a rapid decline. This isn't as slow as some people thought it might be. This is rapid.
Well, people, the party chose Biden because they were fearful of Bernie Sanders. That's my opinion.
Well, of course they were. I mean, the Democratic Party in two consecutive elections sabotaged democracy by sabotaging Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders should have been the candidate in 2016, and he could have been the candidate in 2020. But the Democratic Party put its thumb on the scale and brought the establishment candidates in, Hillary Clinton in 2016, Joe Biden in 2020. And Sanders isn't going to be a candidate down the road, I don't believe. I mean, one never knows, but, he's too long in the tooth as well. I just don't, the Democrats don't have anybody in their stable right now who's, except maybe Pete Buttigieg. But again, Pete Buttigieg would have to step away from a Biden administration at the end of the first term and spend the 4 years from 2020 or the 2 years from 2022 to 2024 establishing himself as somebody other than a cabinet secretary for the Biden administration.
Wow. So Scott, our time is up for today, and pretty soon we're going to talk about your views about Colin Powell. So you've been listening to Scott Ritter. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is All Exits Closed. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks, Scott. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you.